this is Rob Levin of Imprintsic Marketing, and you're listening to the world's greatest marketing radio show. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at business in general. And when you think about business, at the high level at least, it's pretty straightforward. You have a product or service. Theoretically, there's a market for it, people who need it. You purchase or develop your product or service at a price point where you can make an exchange with potential customers, or they're becoming customers as they're buying something, and they're happy, you're happy, you made a little bit of money doing it, and the cycle repeats over and over. The problem comes from the fact that while it's simple in concept, it's not so simple in practice. And the strange thing is that it's not just the things you would think it is that that cause problems with that model being successful. Now, I realize I'm talking on such a simplistic level, but for the purposes of our discussion, we'll keep it up at that level. So, logically, you look and say, okay, well, what are the things that would keep my business from being successful? The first one is, are you reaching your customers, or turning it around the other way, are your potential customers aware that you are out there offering a product or service? That's where marketing comes in. And marketing is pretty straightforward. Any business, street corner bricks and mortar business, that has a sign is doing some sort of marketing or advertising. And let me digress for just a second. Let's talk about the difference between marketing and advertising. Advertising is basically a subset of marketing. And advertising is strictly the message you're getting out to reach potential customers so that they see, I'm looking for a nice haircut, and here's a place that offers haircuts or whatever. That's advertising. So it could be a print advertisement. Traditionally, that's very common. Radio advertisement, television advertisement, internet advertisement, which is really pretty much where the action is at to a large degree these days. Also, mail, that can be an individual piece of mail or direct mail, as it's called, or it could be in a digest, which is often called something like the Penny Saver or the Weekly X, Weekly X, Y, or Z, etc., etc. Anyway, so what we're talking about here is, number one, are you reaching your potential customers? And there's a couple of other things to talk about, too, though. We'll come back to that. Let's take a look at competition. What is your competitive position? Now, if you offer water in the desert and you're the only one who's offering that, you're going to have a very successful business. If, on the other hand, you are offering water in the desert and everybody else undersells you by, 30 or 40%, you're going to have a hard time. But on the other hand, there are nuances and details. For instance, you might be open overnight and the other places aren't, so you'll get all that business. That's pretty much how convenience stores succeed. Places like, depending on where you live, they may or may not be around. 7-Eleven, Wawa, which is very big in my area, In-N-Out, Stop and Go, all those places. Everybody knows they cost a little bit more, or sometimes a lot more, than a supermarket, but they're generally open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get in and out of them very quickly. They have certain amenities like slushy drinks or hot pretzels available, etc., etc. And that's how they, that's their niche, in other words. So they're not winning on price. It's not always about price. Of course, that's, obvious, but not necessarily, depending on what sector you're in. And we can talk about those things as well. We could talk about price, of course. That's an important issue. Quality, selection, customer experience, convenience. There's an endless list, really. Well, it's not really an endless list. The easiest way to understand it is, and it's not as easy as it seems, is to put yourself in the customer's place and really try to visualize how they're experiencing your business. So I've spoken now for probably close to 5 minutes, and I actually had one other key point I wanted to talk about, and this is kind of I would call this a mated discussion, but one of the biggest problems, and it's really getting lost a lot of the time, and that is, how good a job are you doing? And when I say you or your business, it doesn't mean just you as an individual. It means everybody that works for you inside the business, employees or contractors, in other words. And, contractors aren't inside the business, but for the sake of this discussion, let's consider that they are. And outside the business, which would be service providers of various sorts. For instance, the company that provides your telephony service, or the company that does your internet hosting. That's a big issue. We could do a whole show just on that. And actually, we will do a whole show just on that. So one of the problems that we see nowadays is that there is a disconnect or a problem with the way people are doing their jobs. And there's a lot of reasons for that. That could be more than a show. That could be a lifetime pursuit, I suppose, to try to understand that. There are far too many people who are not getting the job done. Sometimes it's because of their attitude. Sometimes it's because they just don't have the capacity to do the job, the position that they're responsible for. And sometimes it's because the systems that are in place don't allow them to do their job effectively. And you see that an awful lot in the customer service realm. People are, you know, generally stuck with following, well, not stuck, that's not fair. If your systems, if your customer service systems are inadequate, your customer service representatives will constantly be presented with a situation where a customer is seeking some sort of relief or some sort of action, and they're not able to get that resolved because the system just won't allow you to make that kind of decision. Or even worse, doesn't have an effective means for escalating the issue. And that's in large result in larger businesses where you more often run into this problem, because companies need to control costs much more effectively the larger their employee base is, because there's that many more places where expense versus income can cause an imbalance in the bottom line. Fortunately, smaller businesses don't have to suffer from that. You're a lot closer to the ground, but it's an advantage that's often overlooked. To try to tie it up, what I'm saying is you have the ability as a small business person to have much more oversight on how things are being handled and what's really happening in the context of customer service. So what you need to do is make sure that every transaction that takes place is serving your long-term business goal, which is gaining and retaining customers. You don't have to be like a corporation and have, you know, ironclad rules and hierarchies and so on and so forth. And the same thing, that doesn't mean you don't have policies and procedures. It just means that you need to make sure that your business is as flexible as possible to maximize your ongoing viability. And the same thing applies not just to customer service, but to every aspect of your business. You want to ease the process everywhere along the line. And that's really the key. So for small business marketing, you want to make sure that you're maximizing your potential to reach potential customers, and we'll talk a lot about that. That's where SEO and online marketing can really rule, and of course, that's my main area of focus, these days at least. You never know where things will lead you, right? The other part of it is, though, is making sure that every aspect of your business takes advantage of that ability to make your structures and your policies and procedures facilitate gaining and retaining customers at a profit, of course. So we'll talk more in detail about some of the things you can do to make that happen. But the bottom line here is to make sure that everything you're doing is maximizing the potential to benefit from what you're putting in place. So we'll start there next time and see where it takes us. We'll get down to some more specifics about some of the marketing practices and techniques and methods that can be used to
facilitate growth immediately, and lays the foundation for creating business processes that perpetually work towards growing and maintaining. Well, maintaining and growing. Either way, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Maintaining and growing your business. So please join me next time, and we'll dig in. Thanks.